everyone. My name is Alexander Krzyżanowski, and I will be speaking on my colleague Evgeny Mikhanik, who made the most part of the work which we will talk about. Also, today Robin Marx said about cloning on server side. So I'm exactly from a web server development side, in particular HTTP proxy. So I'll be also talking how cloning happens from HTTP proxy side, and particularly in HTTP streams. To start talk about HTTP streams, I would love to use FastDM website in page test resource. And I already made a prepared report for FastDM website. This LCP. I will talk more about LCP in terms of HTTP streams. And this, if we click on, let me. I didn't check web connection. Okay, so we finally have internet. Let's try again. Yeah, here we go. So this LCP is good, and we on this graph we have LCP as dashed green line, about 3 seconds. The thing is that if we check the protocol for them, it's HP 2. And with this protocol, we have single TCP connection, single TCP TLS connection inside. And we have a bunch of HP streams, each delivering separate web resource. And this dependency between the streams and priorities. So to check dependency, let's click on dependency graph. Here we go. So in this called dependency tree, and in particular this node 0, which is a parent node, and there are lists of HP streams. So these three streams are dependent on each other. Other streams like 11 and 15 are siblings in dependency tree, and it means that they share bandwidths. Let's back to the slide, we also have a priority, it's weights for the stream. If we have a look on these values, this one 47 weight and another 220. So far so good. We had HTTP streams scheduling for a while, and in late 23 we started to optimize our stream schedule to get more performance for web clients. And at the time the topic was well studied. There are good papers from Robin Marx about HTTP streams operations, scheduling, and so on. So this is a very well studied topic. And the more important thing is that there are two RFC. One is 7540, which is considered outdated and replaced by 9218. However, by late 23, it was more than 1 year, like in particular 1 year and a half, since 9218 was published. So it appeared for us that nobody used the new standard for HTTP2. Instead, everyone used 7540, old standard for HTTP2, and the new RFC is used only for HTTP3. We had a lot of discussions internally whether we need to still implement the old standard while there are a new one which replaces the old one, but all the implementations use the old standard. So we said, okay, apparently nobody cares about HTTP2, quality of HTTP2, so we had to implement 7540. We'll back to this topic later, but for now let's consider what's the difference between the standard. The first and main difference in in this talk is dependency tree. So 7540 is about dependency tree. We saw it on web page test for FOSDM. There's another example for much deeper dependency tree. There are also some differences between weights and urgency. For example, in 7540 we have weights stream, in 9218 we have urgency. Mechanism a bit different, but for now we can ignore the differences. This reprioritization, we'll have a look on it on next slide. The idle slides, we also added them later, but this interesting point about out of priority, this one thing which could be named as cloning. In particular, if we back to our example, here we see that a bunch of PNG resources are scheduled more or less in parallel. It means that intermediary proxy, for example, EOCDN, can receive requests simultaneously. And theoretically, it can schedule the request to different upstream servers. It depends on installation. And different upstream servers can reply in different times. So technically, you can receive a response for less prioritized request earlier. And at this point, intermediary web proxy must consider what to do, whether to be RFC compliant and postpone sending of low priority resource until higher priority resource is received, or just send everything as it receives. Surely most of the implementation sent as early as possible to not introduce artificial delays. It's like not RFC compliant, but this improves performance. Next, about reprioritization. It happens on both the standards. In both the standards, it's about weight changes or urgency changes, like priorities. And next one is about dependency reconstruction. On this figure, we see that stream A becomes dependent on its grandson D. So we need to rebuild dependency tree and place D on top of A. And we have two cases. The first one is that stream A is non-exclusive. It means that it can share bandwidth with other streams, as we saw for PNG resources. In this case, we just replace A child with A basic reconstruction. However, if A stream is exclusive, it means that it cannot share bandwidth. It doesn't allow any siblings in dependency tree. And in this case, the sibling stream F goes as a child. So as we see why in this simple example, we see that the tree operations is quite complex. So if you try to program this, you have non-trivial tree operations, right? Let's have a look how Firefox generates HTTP streams. The first interesting thing is that Firefox, like you see the groups of paired lines on the side, and the first line is creating idle stream without no weight, without dependency, without nothing, it's just idle stream. And next frame is sent to point out the exact properties for the stream, in particular weight, dependency and exclusive lock. In this slide, this trace we receive it on Tempest FW site and when Firefox is used to browse some resource. And with this trace, we see what Firefox really sends to Web Accelerator. However, if we back to web page test, for example, consider any resource. It's marked as exclusive. It regardless like which resource we are going to observe, it will be have exclusive flag set. I have no idea which Firefox version web page test use which engine, but this is what we have. The next thing is that both the streams 15 and 11, which actually share bandwidths, are marked as exclusive. So let's find the streams, this 11, it's exclusive. And 15 is also exclusive. So apparently, web page test builds dependency graph in non-RFC compliant ways. I believe it doesn't use any amended Firefox engine, so everything should be good. But construction of dependency tree has some internal bug. So by RFC, the streams cannot share bandwidth. They're actually dependent on each other. Next thing is that if we build the same dependency tree for Chrome browser, we clearly see that in Chrome we see just a clear dependency. There's no bandwidth sharing between HTTP streams at all. The same for Opera, other browsers like Edge, and so on. And even for Firefox, it's not clear what actually Firefox does and expects, but actually we have a clear dependency. So technically, it means that even for 7540, we don't have any bandwidth sharing, or at least we should not have. And there are actually not so many cases when we do need bandwidth sharing. One of the cases could be progressive JPEGs. Another case is Firefox case. It's unclear what Firefox does and what it expects. And the next one is NGHTTP True library, and in particular, TrueLoad benchmark, which implements HTTP True benchmarks. And it does use bandwidth sharing in created streams. So technically, theoretically, it's possible that there are web API which might benefit from bandwidth sharing. Probably everyone can imagine a situation where you can benefit from bandwidth sharing. So we decided still to implement bandwidth sharing in a proper way. A couple of words about progressive JPEG. We made the research. If anyone has some feedback about this, I would love to know about from web performance dev room. But from our research, it seems that nobody uses progressive JPEG nowadays. And even resources which are expected to use a lot of